In a black star-sprinkled sky, we soar backward over Earth. As massive block letters of gold and silver orbit into view, we pass to the dark side of the planet where the continents show the speckled electrified glow of hundreds of cities. The Earth eclipses the sun and the massive word hovers front and center. Universal, a Comcast company. Now, light from an open door spills into an eerie room where a chair and a book spin in the air. The door slams shut and a stringy-haired girl notices us. A flickering light bulb swings over words forming a logo in a corner, BH Productions. Over the blurry figure of a woman jogging, text appears, Universal Pictures presents. We view renderings of two suburban houses and a title between them, The Boy Next Door. The woman jogs on a path through the woods.
I want to come home, Claire. Let me come home. Please.
Just get out. Get out!
A suited man leaves a home. Claire enters a room and closes the door behind her.
Don't tell me Dad's not coming back. Don't tell me that.
Kevin, wait. Kevin?
A teenage boy leaves a table. Claire runs up a hill and comes to a stop. She walks with a short blonde woman in a barn.
I love you like a sister, but you have got to get those divorce papers signed and move on.
It's been 9 months. What are you having, second thoughts?
Now in a kitchen.
I'm having dinner.
With Garrett? Oh, you pussy.
It's for Kevin's birthday. Honestly, Vicky, sometimes I think you're rooting against us.
Who's us? You and me or you and him? Because I kind of thought that was done.
He's the father of my kid.
Who cheats with his secretary every time he goes to the home office? Brings a whole new meaning to the San Francisco treat.
Not funny.
He said she smelled like chocolate chip cookies.
Goodbye.
I'm just quoting his email.
You don't have to. Okay? Because it's burned in my mind. Forever.
Vicky pours water from a kettle. Claire sits.
And for your information, he doesn't go to San Francisco anymore. Stop bringing it up. It's not fair.
In a suburban home.
Ta-da! Make a wish.
Happy birthday! You made that?
Of course.
Come on. I've been waiting all day. I want you to see this.
Garrett walks toward a present.
Okay.
I'll help you.
One, two,
three.
Ta-da!
They uncover a computer.
Oh, my God, Dad.
Huh?
It's like a high-powered gaming tower with an Arctic cooler. And you made this.
3 weekends in a row, triple processor.
Thank you so much.
Kevin hugs his father.
Let's do cake.
What are you guys doing for Labor Day?
I don't know. Why?
I thought we'd go camping like the old days.
Mom, too?
Yeah, of course. That's what I was thinking.
Well, it'd be a lot of fun. I mean, we could catch fish and Mommy could cook it.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Please.
Look, you got schmutz everywhere. Go clean up.
Okay. All right. Be right back.
Kevin leaves.
Come on. What do you say?
Well, when were you thinking going?
I get back from a business trip the Thursday before Labor Day.
Business trip?
Yep. Get back Thursday night. We'll leave 3 days.
Where?
That old cabin we used to go to at Mammoth Lakes.
That sounds great.
No, I meant where is your business trip? Let me guess. San Francisco?
It's work. It's not what you think.
Does she still work there?
Claire, it doesn't matter.
No, I guess it doesn't matter.
Kevin returns.
Mom.
Yeah.
So you coming or not?
You know what? That's the weekend before school starts. So, you know, you guys should just keep it a guy trip. You'll have a blast.
Okay.
Claire leaves the room. Kevin looks questioningly toward his father, then hangs his head. Garrett purses his lips and nods. In a bathroom, Claire steps before a mirror. She peers at her reflection and wipes her eyes. A pickup truck sits between two lovely suburban homes. Night turns to day.
Kevin! Honey, we gotta go! Kevin!
Claire's garage door stops halfway up.
Mom, the door is jammed. Mom, look, can we just forget it? Because I don't want to see another doctor, okay? He's not going to tell you anything any different.
He is the best allergist in the valley, okay? We're going.
You know what? I'll lift the door, you pull the cord.
Okay.
Claire positions her hands beneath the bobbing garage door.
Okay, Okay, you ready, Mom?
Just pull it up! It's too heavy! It's too heavy! Pull it up, Harry!
I got it.
A muscular young man helps her.
I can fix that for you if you want.
And you are?
My nephew.
A man in a wheelchair.
Oh, hey, Mrs. Sanborn.
Noah. I'm staying next door with my uncle.
Claire.
Here to help me when I get the bone marrow transport.
Right.
Transplant, Uncle Bob. Transplant.
He's got a real knack for fixing things.
I can take a look at this real quick. Hey, how you doing? I'm Noah.
Kevin. I don't know what the issue is. It might be off the track, but what do you think?
Actually, it's the clutch. We can get another one at the hardware store if you want. You want to go? Come on.
Well, you know, we actually had somewhere to be, but now that we're going to be late. Mom?
Okay. Go ahead.
Cool. All right. It was nice meeting you.
Love you.
Me too.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm fine. Look at me. Yeah. Hey.
Love you.
Kevin and Noah leave.
His parents died last year. I'm all he's got now in the way of family.
Seems like a nice boy.
Yeah, he is.
You up for some coffee?
Yeah, sure.
Come on.
Sure.
So the entire time there was the clutch.
At the hardware store.
How old are you anyway?
Almost 20.
You're not from around here.
No. San Bernardino. My uncle, well, actually, my great uncle. He needed help. I needed change, so figured I'd go back to school here.
You mean college?
There was this accident. So I lost some time. So I'm gonna finish up in Monroe High.
That's where I go. My mom teaches there, actually.
She seems way too cool to be a teacher.
She is cool. For a mom.
Okay. We got everything.
Good to go?
Yeah, let's go.
Kevin heads down an aisle. He spots a blonde cashier.
Oh.
Can you pay for this?
What?
Look, that's Allie Callahan, okay? All right, she's the most beautiful girl in school, and I just can't think when I'm around her. So just, can you go ahead and pay
for this? No, I hate to tell you this, but she's already seen you. Just go on and talk to her.
And say what?
Just tell her, here are some garage parts. How much? Go. Oh,
very funny. Yeah.
Come on.
Thank you. You want me to fail.
Noah lingers behind as Kevin approaches Allie.
Hi.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Allie. I didn't know you worked here.
My dad's making my brother and me do split shifts to earn gas money.
Could be worse. If you didn't have a brother, you'd be working full-time. Noah Sanborn.
Allie, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Friends with Kevin here. Now I'm going to go look around.
Okay, sure.
Noah heads down an aisle.
So you're having a good day?
Yeah.
Great.
How about you?
It's actually really
a red-haired skateboarder enters with two friends.
Check it out. Oh, look who it is, Wiz! Hey, whoa.
They stop Kevin from fleeing.
Jason!
Oh, what is this, huh?
Once.
Is this your EpiPen? Your little penis first?
You guys, stop it. Get out of the store.
Come on, the kids.
All three of you, get out.
Okay, all right, fine. See you later, Wizzy. Stay away from liquids.
Kevin takes labored breaths.
Hey, Noah, you ready to go? Like, how much, Allie, how much is this going to be?
Noah watches from nearby.
Well, clutch is in. We're all good.
You thirsty?
In Claire's garage.
Yeah.
Thanks for fixing the door. And for including him.
Hey, there was this kid at the hardware store giving him a hard time.
Jason Zimmer? Skater kid, red hair, permanently dumb look on his face.
That'd be the one. Kept on calling him the Wiz.
Claire gives a concerned look, then glances out the garage door.
He actually had an incident a couple of years ago on the playground where he got stung by a bee and his throat swelled up and he panicked and lost control.
Wiz.
Kids can be cruel, especially kids like Jason Zimmer. But please, don't tell him I told you, he'd be mortified.
You can trust me.
Claire offers a tight, thankful smile.
Anyways, you're all set.
This is very exciting. Very exciting moment.
Noah flicks the garage door switch.
It works! Thank you.
At night in her bedroom, Claire reads. She removes her glasses, rubs her eye, and sets the book down. The beautiful woman places the glasses on an end table. Standing up, she starts to close the curtains. Claire holds them open and looks through the window into Mr. Sanborn's house. Noah helps his great uncle into a bed, then tucks him in. The handsome young man leans over Mr. Sanborn and kisses his forehead. Claire drops her head and smiles. She closes the curtains. Daytime. In the driveway between their houses, Kevin helps Noah work on a truck.
Whatever. Just set it down. Doesn't matter.
Set it up?
Yeah. All right. Now, this bad boy right here is the alternator. You know what this does? Yeah. It charges the battery. So I'm going to do one piece of it. You're going to do the other, right?
All right.
Inside her house, Claire stops typing. She takes off her glasses as she gets up from her desk. She peers out the window at the guys working. Noah wears a sleeveless white t-shirt.
It's in there. You want to finish it off, Noah?
I'll just do it in there.
Okay. Yeah, this one.
Make sure it's actually in there.
You're right.
As Noah works, sweat glistens on his grease-stained forearms. He looks up and notices Claire in the window. Taking a deep breath, she offers a tight-lipped smile. Looking down, Noah grins. Claire steps away. Later, they all eat with Vicky on a patio.
I'm changing the subject. How long will your uncle be in the hospital?
Don't know. It's all about the transplant taking.
Well, until he's better, you can come over for dinner here anytime, okay? I don't want you eating by yourself. I mean it.
Thanks, but yeah, I don't want to impose.
Oh, I do, especially if she's making the guacamole.
Okay, you are not in imposition.
Are you saying I am?
Well, in that case, I wouldn't mind imposing on your literature class.
Oh, no, dude, you don't want to do that. They call her the crusher.
Is that what they call me?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? Carry your own plate. Clean up all the dishes.
Claire and Vicky entered the kitchen.
Strange kid.
Why?
Can't put my finger on it.
Don't try so hard.
Okay, he's interested in literature.
Noah enters the kitchen.
And the classics. Back in San Bernardino, we were studying the Odyssey. Want me to help you out with that?
Sure. Here you go. You know, I'm teaching Homer next semester.
He's my favorite.
You're kidding, right?
Second that.
Dude, you gotta read the Iliad. Achilles is this total badass. Hot-tempered, full of pride, completely consumed by his emotions. You know what he called Agamemnon?
Who?
A pitiful excuse for a king.
Noah and Claire meet eyes.
Through his face. Like, he killed this guy Hector, but instead of hiding out like a pussy, he
dragged his dead body around for everybody to see.
Yes. He stood by his actions, right or wrong.
Well, because to him, they were justified.
Do you have any idea what they're talking about?
No.
Claire returns to the dishes.
Homer's a genius, man. Just like Shakespeare, Byron, Zeppelin, Dylan.
Poets.
Poets.
Poets. Poets.
Now Noah cleans out Sanborn's rain gutters. Standing on her porch, Claire waves toward the street.
I'll have him back Sunday afternoon.
Bye, Mom. I love you.
Garrett's purple muscle car zooms down the residential road. Standing on a ladder, Noah watches as Claire hangs her head. She turns around and enters the house. Later, Claire sits holding her laptop.
Oh, hey, Noah. Come on in. You know, Kevin already left.
Actually, I picked something up for you.
He hands Claire an ornate copy of the Iliad.
Oh, my God. This is a first edition? I can't accept this. This must have cost a fortune.
It was a buck at a garage sale. One man's trash.
I can't. I can't. Honestly, this,
please.
I appreciate it.
I've been eating here every single night. It meant a lot to me.
He holds her hand on top of the book, then pulls his hand away.
Thank you.
As she sits, he notices a pair of animal print high heels in a box.
Those yours?
Oh, no. They were a gift from Vicky.
Good.
Why?
Those kind of shoes are for women trying to be sexy.
Claire looks up at him.
You don't need to try.
She looks down at the book.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have,
No, it's okay.
Claire shakes her head. Noah steps past her. She puts her glasses on and reads. At night, rain pours. In an upstairs room, Claire wears a camisole and matching underpants. She tries on the shoes from Vicky. She stands up and examines herself in a full-length mirror. Claire hesitates, then approaches a window. Off to the side, behind a curtain, she peers out. In his room, standing shirtless before a mirror, Noah pulls down his pants. From behind the sheer curtain, Claire peeks at the handsome, naked young man. Noah notices Claire in the mirror and turns around. She darts out of view. Facing away, she grimaces. Claire takes another peek. Noah walks toward his window and peers out in her direction. Claire turns back, rolls her shoulders, and steps away. Now Claire walks through an Asian-themed plaza.
Where are you?
Almost there.
Hurry up.
I can't do this. I haven't had a date in 18 years. I don't even know what to do anymore.
Three things. One, laugh a lot. Two, take off your wedding ring. Three, give him head.
What?
Kidding. Just get here. Pronto.
In a restaurant, Claire and Vicky sit at a table with two men.
And the closer I get to this car, the smell is getting stronger and stronger. And I walk up to the guy's window, rolls down the window, I look, and on the passenger seat is his dead dog.
You did not tell me that.
So, Ethan tells me you teach English, is it?
The classics.
Wow.
What does that mean?
Oh, no. He just means it's a compliment, like, wow, you teach the classics.
Yeah. It's fancy. I mean, I don't know how many kids nowadays are going to use what they learn from classics. No offense.
Oh, none taken. I am a vice principal, and I just want to see these kids employed. Shall we order?
Silly me, I just want them educated.
I'm fine with education, but we got to get them working. Practical skills. That's where the money is.
Ah, money. That's the goal, then.
Oh, Ethan, how's your mom?
Gallstones.
Oh, yeah. Gallstones. Mm-hmm. Are those the ones you passed, or are those the other stones?
Yeah, she's getting better.
You know, money's fine, except when it's motivated by greed.
You're a little firecracker when you get riled up, aren't you?
I think it stopped raining.
Firecracker? Is that how you regard women with an opinion?
Only when they disagree with mine.
Claire nods. She stands.
Pleasure to meet you, Betty.
No, Claire, stay.
Claire grabs her coat and walks away from the table. She pauses and turns back.
J.K. Rowling.
I'm sorry.
Billionaire. Classics major.
She walks off.
She has a lot of laughs. You gotta get to know her.
At home, Claire holds a bottle of wine in one hand and a near-empty glass in the other. She steps out of her shoes as she drinks. She refills her glass and sets the bottle down. Claire removes her hair tie and lies back on the couch. She takes another sip of wine. Claire notices a half-eaten cookie with others on a plate. She grabs a cookie and brings it to her nose. She tosses it back on the plate. Claire leans back and brings the glass to her lips. She reaches for the phone.
Hello?
Question.
I tried to defrost a chicken in the microwave. And some of it's kind of cooked. Some of it's kind of not. You think it's still cool to eat the cooked part?
No! No, do not eat that.
Then please, come over and bail me out.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yes.
See you soon.
Okay.
Shielding herself from the rain with an umbrella, Claire runs next door to Sanborn's house. Inside, she sits at a table with Noah.
I mean, that date was awful. Like that chicken. Sorry, I couldn't salvage it more, but
You did
the damage
fine.
Was done.
Yeah. I'm glad I had you next door.
Noah stares at Claire.
What?
Dad, you're beautiful. You know that?
Oh, no, I'm...
Amazing. Sweet. Natural. Noah. Sexy.
Claire grabs her coat. Noah corners her.
So sexy.
Noah.
Kiss me, Claire.
I can't.
Just once.
I have to go.
It's 9. In the window. You are watching me.
He unties her dress.
I can't do this.
He kisses her.
I'm gonna watch you now.
This can't happen. Okay. It's wrong.
Noah kisses down her neck and shoulder.
It doesn't feel wrong. Does it?
They kiss passionately.
Wait.
It feels...
Oh my God.
Knife.
Crouching down, Noah kisses between her breasts, then down her naked belly. He holds her hips in his hands. With her head back, she bites her lip.
No, please. Stop.
She remains in her bra and panties.
No judgments.
Noah stands.
No rules.
They begin to kiss deeply. Noah's hand slides down Claire's body and under her rear. He lifts her up and she straddles him as they kiss. He carries her off. In a bedroom, Noah sets Claire down on a bed and removes her black lace bra. She lies back and the handsome young man takes off his shirt. Noah presses Claire's hands to his taut abs. She caresses him. Noah leans over her and kisses her. His fingertips travel slowly down her body and slip inside her panties. His hand moves and Claire writhes. Noah lies on top of her. Claire slides down his pants, exposing his rear. He gyrates on top of her as she grips his butt. Noah kisses Claire's neck passionately. Noah descends Claire's body again. His hands cup her breasts. He lifts up her legs and places his face between them. At dawn, we view the exterior of the Sanborn house. Inside, Claire sleeps. She stirs. Claire sits up and looks around. She holds her head. She finds her lace panties and puts them on. Wearing a tank top and boxer shorts, Noah enters, carrying a breakfast tray.
Hey, where are you going?
Home. I gotta get home.
No, you don't. Kevin doesn't get home till later. Have some coffee.
I can't. This...
Well, that's incredible. Hey, if you have any second thoughts, it's normal.
This isn't normal, okay? Nothing about this is normal. Where's my coat?
Would you just stop for 1 minute?
Look, Noah, I don't want you to think that any of this was your fault, okay? I'm the adult. I'm the one that should have...
Stop. Just stop. What we did wasn't wrong. No matter what you say, it wasn't wrong.
I wasn't thinking clearly, okay? I got swept up in the moment. I was vulnerable. And you are very... You're very sweet.
No.
And it was flattering.
No.
But I...
It was more than that.
Noah stares at Claire intensely. He punches a wall.
God damn it!
Claire clutches her coat. Noah grimaces and holds his bloody knuckles. Now Claire dabs his hand.
Noah, look, it wasn't more than that, okay? I was feeling vulnerable and...
How can you say that? Last night was so perfect.
Because it's true. And in time, you're gonna see it too.
Noah swallows hard and looks off. Claire pulls her hands away from his.
Just leave.
Okay.
Go.
Claire hangs her head. She stands up from the table, grabs her coat, and leaves the distraught teenager sitting alone. Later, Garrett's purple muscle car zooms down the street and parks. Claire walks out onto her porch. Kevin and Garrett climb out of the car.
Mom, you caught 7 trout.
Wow.
Yeah, he was, pretty amazing.
Mom, can Dad stay for dinner? Please? Dad?
Garrett shrugs.
Please?
Sure.
Claire awkwardly extends her arm. Later, they sit at the dining table.
I saw this video on YouTube with this just a big, you know, mountain dude who lives all alone in this old shack in Montana. And he cooks all of his food on a shovel.
No, you didn't.
We did. I mean, we wrap it up in tin foil first, but...
And eat off the shovel?
Yeah, well, the foil-covered shovel.
It's a great meal.
Delicious.
Yeah, it was like one of the best meals I ever had.
Oh, thank you.
No, no offense, Mom. I don't mean it. You know what I mean. I don't mean it like that.
This was great.
Claire takes the dishes into the kitchen.
What do you think she made? I bet you it's cookies.
She tosses the plates into the sink. Claire glances out the window, then turns away. She frantically places a pie onto a tray, then rummages through the silverware drawer.
I'll get it.
You want any coffee?
Yeah, I'll have some if you are.
No, what's up?
Claire drops the pie.
How was the trip?
Hey, Dad, this is Noah. Remember, I've been talking about him a lot?
Hey, nice to meet you.
I feel like I know you. He talks about you so much. He told me about the alternator you put in the truck.
Claire enters the dining room.
Oh, actually, Kevin helped out too, so...
Yeah,
I did. Yeah, it was so cool. I had no idea you could do that yourself.
Well, that's what friends are for.
Hey, Mrs. Peterson.
Hey, Noah.
Wow, looks perfect. You tell him what happened this weekend?
What happened?
Oh, there was a big thunderstorm up here. You guys didn't get it up there?
No, beautiful. Dry as a bone at the lake.
Well, it got pretty wet here.
Wow.
You know what? Big day tomorrow, first day of school. It's getting kind of late.
It's like 8:30.
Oh, no. Actually, I gotta get going. It's big day tomorrow. I'll walk out with you, Mr. Peterson.
Oh, I'm gonna stay around a while, thanks.
Well, you know, I'll walk out with you, Noah. Yeah, come on. Do you want to take a cookie for the road?
I love your mother's cookies.
They're great, right?
Nice to meet you.
Hey, you too, pal.
As Noah leaves, he brushes his hand against Claire's shoulder.
Nice kid.
She nods. Later, Claire and Garrett take out the trash through the front door.
You know, we need to figure out what we're doing here, Garrett.
What do you mean?
I mean, we're in limbo here, and maybe, you know, it's just time to move on.
I'm not seeing her anymore.
But you might as well be, because I'm always going to think you are, and I don't want to live that way. And you shouldn't want to live that way either.
Hey, it wasn't about her. It was about us. Okay? We were broken. We both checked out. I'm not saying what I did was right. It wasn't. It was stupid. Smart people do dumb things. They make mistakes. Have you ever made a mistake? Don't throw our marriage away because I made a mistake. Don't file, not yet. Just take some time.
Claire stares at her estranged husband, then nods.
All right.
Garrett nods his head sheepishly.
Come on.
They head back inside with their arms around each other. Inside Sanborn's house, Noah watches the couple from the shadows. At the high school, students walk about the campus. In her classroom, Claire sits on her desk.
Welcome, everybody. Start of a brand new year. This year, we are studying Homer's Iliad and its themes. The first one we'll be studying is The Wrath of Achilles.
Mrs. Peterson.
Principal Warren, what a nice surprise.
Good news, I've approved your request for Noah Sanborn to join your class.
Noah enters.
No man or woman born, coward or brave, can shun his destiny. I think it was Achilles who said that, right?
Noah smirks at Claire.
Wait.
She follows Warren into the hallway.
Ed? Wait. Wait a second. This is a class for AP juniors. Noah Sanborn is a transfer senior, so...
I'm confused. Your transfer request said, yeah, he'd be an asset to the class.
Claire takes the document from Warren. She smiles and nods.
This was your email.
That's right. Thank you.
Have a great year.
He walks away. Now, as Claire's compact car speeds from the parking lot, Noah's truck pulls out after her. He comes up behind her at a stoplight. Claire glances into her rearview mirror. She pulls out her cell phone.
Hey.
Stop following me.
I'm not following you, Claire. I live next door.
She hangs up. Noah smiles to himself. Now at Claire's desk in her home, a monitor displays a class transfer form for Noah. She compares it to an identical paper copy. Kevin comes home.
Kevin!
Yeah?
Did you send an email from my account to Principal Warren?
No, why?
Because somebody did.
Noah appears in the doorway.
Sounds like you've been hacked. You should really change your password. Yeah, I'd be happy to help you out with that if you want.
No, thanks.
Hey, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Kevin? Noah, can you give us a second, please?
Claire looks between the two teens. She stares at Noah.
You can wait for him outside.
Yeah, I'll be down in a minute.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Mom, that was really rude. Why'd you do that?
He's here way too much.
Were you the one who told me he could be? And he's coming to dinner tonight.
No, your dad's coming to dinner tonight.
So why can't he come too?
I want it to just be the three of us, okay?
Okay, yeah. All right, I'll see you later.
At the Sanborn house, Noah enters a closet.
My Uncle Bob was a tail gunner in Korea and a sergeant in Vietnam. Tough old dude. Now he's laying in Valley Memorial, hoping the transplant takes. Yeah, you got that?
He hands Kevin a pistol. Thanks. Outside, Noah loads the gun.
Your dad seems to be around a lot now, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
He gives it to Kevin.
Like a dinner on a camping trip can just make you forget about how he walked out on you.
Kevin eyes him.
God. Yeah, it's so predictable. A guy hits middle age and suddenly staring death in the face. You know, tie around the waist, hair in the drain. Cock that just won't stand up anymore. He wants to feel alive again. He wants to feel that rush, you know, he felt when he was our age. So, picks up a younger woman,
Oof. One new life. Got a name.
Kevin points the pistol at a row of oranges sitting on a log.
Almost.
A little better, right?
Yeah. Here, switch with me real quick.
Noah takes the gun.
But then the guilt sets in. He basically just left the first kid in the dust. So he tries to bribe him. With things. Like computers.
Kevin stares at him. Noah takes aim at the oranges. He shoots every one.
Wow. You follow me?
Nighttime. In Claire's kitchen, Kevin sits across from his father.
So what's up? How's school?
That is what it is.
Tell him about your computer class. He's learning how to write his own software. Like father, like son.
Well, that's cool. We can do some stuff together.
Kevin glares at him.
I dropped it.
What?
I dropped it. It was boring. Going out for boxing now.
You're going out for boxing? You don't like boxing.
How would you know? How would you know? Seriously, how would you know what I like and what I don't like?
Am I missing something here?
Yeah. Okay, you've been missing it for 9 months, Dad. You just can't come back in here and expect to pick up like nothing happened.
All right.
Okay, life's been happening. No, Mom, he's got to hear this. Okay? Life's been happening, Dad.
Garrett works his mouth.
You know what, Mom? I got homework.
Wait, at least finish your dinner.
Let him go. He just probably needs some space.
Claire sits. Daytime. In a gym, Noah holds a heavy bag steady while Kevin punches it.
Here we go. Yeah. How was dinner with your dad?
Let's just take a break, all right?
Oh, keep going. Come on, talk to me. Dinner.
I was a jerk, okay? I feel really bad about it.
No, dude. That's good. It means he knows you're onto his bullshit. We just gotta hope that your mom doesn't fall for it. Can't let her be his meantime, girl.
What's that?
You know, someone he screws in the meantime. Hey, come on.
Somebody screws in the meantime?
Yeah, put your body into it. There we go. Kev, take it easy, Kev. Calm down. Easy. Kev.
Kevin collapses with red splotches on his face.
What do I do? God damn it.
Running to a locker, Noah rifles through it. In a backpack, he finds an EpiPen.
Shit.
He runs back to Kevin.
Kev, I got it. What do I do with it? What do I... Oh, my God.
The needle deploys.
Where do I put this? Shove it in the leg.
He stabs the EpiPen into Kevin's thigh.
Is it working?
As his breathing slows, Kevin's face relaxes.
You good?
You want to go in a bit?
Oh, my God. Are you all right? Oh, my God. Yeah. You're not dying on me today, okay? Get over here.
Noah pulls Kevin into a hug. In the teacher's lounge, Vicky carries a vase of flowers. Claire drinks coffee.
Garrett's coming on a little strong, don't you?
What makes you think they're from Garrett?
Claire grabs the card. She looks at Vicky.
Did you read my card?
Would I read your card?
Vicky grins slyly. Claire scowls at her, then reads the card. Looking the other way, Vicky mouths the words.
Please give me another chance.
What? It's a thin envelope. Tell me you're not going to.
I'm thinking about it.
Oh, no. I know. Let's tell him to take his cookies and shove them right up his ass.
You know what? Enough with the cookie jokes. We've all done things in our lives that we wish we wouldn't have.
Vicky gawks with wide eyes.
You know what? Maybe you should start worrying about yourself for a change.
It's way more fun worrying about you. Make him grovel just a little bit, I swear.
Hey!
did I catch you at a bad time?
No, never.
They're beautiful, Garrett.
What is?
The flowers.
Flowers? What flowers? Claire?
Yeah, that's right.
Hello?
You know what? I'm going to call you back.
Claire's eyes grow wide. Rising from her seat, she tears the card in half. Now in the gym, Claire stands in the doorway. As she walks into the room, our view moves to the heavy bags. Noah does a roundhouse kick, then continues with a series of punches. Claire approaches him.
I need to talk to you.
I'm busy with physical education. I believe you're familiar with that subject, right?
Noah? Those flowers? What were you thinking?
They were a peace offering.
Do you know what that looks like? A student sending a teacher flowers?
That's why I didn't sign the card.
And you hacked my email?
You said I could be in your class.
And you're trying to turn Kevin against his father.
You can't blame me.
He puts his hands on her arms. A man peers through a window. Claire holds Noah back.
You're welcome, by the way, for saving your son.
Her expression softens and she drops her eyes to the floor.
Thank you. You know what? You're right. I should have thanked you.
Everything okay, Claire?
Yes, everything's fine. Thanks.
Look, I just want us to start over, Noah, okay? Can we do that, please?
Yeah, I can if you can.
She nods.
So deal?
You can trust me, Claire. Okay?
He holds out a fist.
Okay.
She bumps it. As Claire walks away, Noah's smile fades. Now Kevin enters Callahan's hardware store. Peering down an aisle, he notices Allie atop a ladder.
Allie. Hey.
Hi, Kev. Need something?
Yeah, I need 4/3 hex head bolts, nuts, and washers. And I need an air filter for 2012 Silverado Z71. And I need you to go to a movie with me.
I'm kind of busy with work, and now that school started...
Okay.
Noah appears behind him.
Well, I guess I'll see you around then.
But I don't have a date to Fall Fling.
Kevin stops and looks back at Allie.
Me neither. That'd be really great. Like, really, really,
great?
Yeah, great.
Well, great.
Okay, well... I'll see you around.
Okay, cool.
Kevin hurries out past Noah, who smiles at him. Allie and Noah exchange a look as he follows Kevin. Nighttime. Viewed through a house's window, Garrett's car pulls up outside Claire's house. Wearing a slinky dress, Claire climbs out of the passenger door.
I think I like the first one better. Yeah.
Soldier says, no, buddy. She didn't have a head.
They enter Claire's house.
Oh, God.
Stupid.
He's stupid.
Garrett closes the door, then pulls Claire in for a kiss. He slides his hand down her back, cupping her buttocks in his palm. She pushes him away.
I'm not ready.
What? There's someone else?
No, but... We were apart.
Hey, no.
It just made me realize how lost I was.
Me too, Claire. We gotta have a clean slate.
Okay. But until I get my head straight, I'm not ready to just jump back in, and I need you to know that.
All right. It's honest. Okay? No guarantees. I get it. Okay. I think I had one too many. Can I crash on the couch?
Okay.
She kisses his cheek. Garrett watches as Claire heads upstairs. He pulls off his jacket. In his bedroom, Noah stares out at Garrett's car. Now he glowers in a mirror. We glimpse him kissing Claire. Noah punches his dresser. At the window, he rubs the back of his head and stares down at the car. Now he sits on the floor by his bed and reads. Claire's breasts heave. Noah cups her rear, then fondles her breasts. Noah slams his book. He slips his fingers into Claire's panties. Staring off, Noah lies alone in his bed. He kisses Claire passionately. Standing, he punches the air. Claire arches her back. She wraps her legs around his shoulders. Noah glares out the window toward her house. She closes her bedroom curtains. The next day, Claire and Garrett exit the house.
I just want you to know I'm not giving up on us.
Well, I want you to know that I'm not asking you to.
Garrett leans in and kisses her. He descends the front steps.
Kevin, let's go.
As Garrett drives off, Noah's truck pulls up. He gets out.
What a fucking whore you are. Deal you said. Let's make a deal. You trying to play me, Claire? Is that what this is?
Of course not.
Bullshit.
What? Why are you doing this?
You're a fucking liar.
What is wrong with you?
I'm seeing things clearly now.
You have to stay.
Hey, Noah, what's going on?
Kevin stares at him.
Hey, Mom.
Noah walks away.
Mom, what just happened? Honey, I need you to stay away from Noah, okay? He's a bad influence.
What are you talking about?
You're just gonna have to trust me on this one, okay?
No, I'm not gonna trust you, okay? Because you're not taking away the one good friend I have.
He is not your friend.
Bullshit, Mom, he's my friend.
Excuse me, watch your mouth and get in the car.
No, he said you'd do this.
What?
He said you'd do this, and if you did, then it was Dad talking and not you. He's been right.
This
he's been
crazy,
right all along.
Okay?
No, wait.
Kevin, I'm asking you to get in the car.
Noah wears a smug grin as Kevin climbs into his pickup.
See you at school.
They drive off. Outside the school, Jason and his cronies skateboard through throngs of students. Teens jump out of their way. Kevin stands at his locker. Jason knocks over a trash can. Jason notices Kevin.
Hey, Peterson! The movie was on Turner Classics last night. The Wiz. It's like the black version of The Wizard of Oz. The Wizards of Waverly Place are on tomorrow.
Fuck you, Zimmer.
Some of this...
Yeah, fuck you!
Noah attacks Jason. Jason's cronies run away. Vicky pushes through a crowd of students. Noah pushes her down, then slams Jason's head against a locker.
Get the fuck out!
Noah, stop! Help me!
A teacher pulls Noah off Jason. In Vicky's office, she looks through a file.
So I was looking at your files.
Why?
I'm a vice principal. It's my job.
Whatever.
So what a surprise I found when we didn't have your transcripts from your old school, so I called them. You know what they told me?
To mind your own business.
No. That you were kicked out for disorderly conduct. Jason Zimmer's skull is fractured. You could have killed him. Okay. I'm not done.
I am.
I'm not. Sit down. I said sit down.
He throws a chair. He leans across her desk.
You know what I see? I see a pattern of disturbing behavior. Poor impulse control.
You know what I see? A pathetic old woman who's trying to look and act like something she's not, something she'll never be. Because all she really is a dried up, dirty, fucking cunt.
As she tries to slap him, Noah grabs her hand. He releases her.
You're gone. You're expelled!
He heads toward the door. Vicky composes herself. Now at Claire's house.
Keep her waiting. Come on, you're gonna be late.
Mom, we're gonna get there too early. Nobody's even gonna be there.
Wearing a suit, Kevin runs downstairs.
Okay, how do I look?
Smiling, Claire puts her hands on his arms.
Like the handsomest man on earth.
Mom, come on, please stop. Seriously, I mean, come on. Tonight's gotta be perfect, all right? Because Allie Callahan's the most beautiful girl in school, and I just never thought she'd actually go out with me, okay? No, please stop.
Well, she obviously knows quality when she sees it.
She touches his face. She hands him a yellow rose.
She'll love it. Come on.
At the school, Allie walks across the decorated gym past slow dancing teenagers. As Kevin enters with Claire, the pretty blonde approaches him.
Hi, Kev. You look amazing.
Thanks, Allie. You look really great, too.
Thanks.
That's for you.
Thank you. Mrs. Peterson?
Yes.
Some of the guys said there's water running out of the boys' bathroom.
Oh, okay. You guys go. Have fun.
Okay.
I'll check it out.
Okay.
The young couple walks off.
So do you like the flower?
Yeah, I love it.
Now in the boys' bathroom.
Anybody in there?
Claire enters. She approaches an overflowing sink. Claire pulls wads of paper towels from the drain. A light flickers. Glancing up into the mirror, she notices something written in large letters on the wall. She turns. The wall message reads, "I fucked Claire Peterson." Noah steps out.
We need to talk.
As she tries to leave, he presses his hand against the door.
Your behavior has been completely unacceptable.
Well, my behavior?
And I'm not going to stand for it.
He leans close to her.
Just let me go.
So my shithead husband comes crawling back and it is done with me. Suddenly I'm nothing to you. Like what we had never even happened.
It was one night and it was a mistake. We had nothing.
Hey. Yes, we did.
Claire struggles to break free from him.
You loved it.
He grinds his pelvis against hers.
Don't!
He kisses her neck. She knees him in the groin and he falls.
You think you can scare me with some graffiti on the wall? Think again! It's gonna be your word against mine. And who do you think you're gonna believe? Stay away from me! And stay away from my son!
At night, Claire tosses in bed. Claire throws the covers aside and approaches the window. In his room, Noah stands naked, kissing a nude blonde woman who pushes him back onto the bed. The blonde kisses Noah's neck, then works her way down his torso. She puts her head between his legs. He puts his hand on her head. We see Noah's room from Claire's perspective. He turns toward her window. Claire shuts the curtains. She turns from the window and pauses. She walks away. In his room, Noah's stare remains fixed on Claire's window. He smirks. Daytime. At the school, students wait outside a classroom. Claire approaches.
Hey guys. Morning.
She unlocks the door, then looks inside the classroom. She glimpses photos of her having sex with Noah.
Give me one second, okay?
Claire enters the room where hundreds of photos hang from clotheslines strung across the classroom. She rips a line down. More copies litter the floor. Claire rips another line down. On a chalkboard, a quote from Oedipus the King reads, "Once more I must bring what is dark to light." A printer on a table spews out the intimate images. Claire rushes over and mashes the keypad, then reaches behind the machine and unplugs it. The frenzied teacher falls to her knees and gathers a pile of pages. Outside, Principal Warren approaches the students waiting by the door. Inside, Claire crawls on the floor and stuffs copies into a trash can.
What's going on?
She locked us out.
Peterson.
Claire scrambles to dispose of the remaining copies.
Peterson, open this door!
Claire shoves an armful of copies underneath her desk.
Mrs. Peterson!
Claire yanks down the final clothesline.
Open this door now!
Outside, Warren prepares to open the door. The frenzied teacher rushes around the room, grabbing copies.
Mrs. Peterson, I'm coming in.
Warren's key enters the lock and turns. With the room clear of photos, Claire rushes to the door. She notices one more stuck to the chalkboard. She snatches it down and staggers to the door.
Come on in.
What the devil is going on? The bell rang 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ed.
Take a seat. Come on. Why was your door locked, Claire?
I just had a personal call.
So, you guys take your seat, okay?
She spots another photo.
Right. You know what? Give Mrs. Peterson and I a second.
They share a nod. Claire snatches the photo from the printer and follows Warren outside.
I'm concerned, Claire. Very concerned. Your behavior lately has raised a lot of eyebrows. Mike Avenito reported an incident in the gym with you and Noah Sanborn.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was when I was reprimanding him for skipping class.
Mike said that you got physical with him, that you put your hands on him. Now, you know what our policy is regarding the use of physical force on students.
Well, I would hardly say I was using physical force.
I'm not questioning your integrity here, okay? But I am questioning your behavior. Get it together. Please.
Warren leaves the frazzled woman. Later, Kevin exits a classroom.
Hey, Kev.
Garrett beckons his son. Kevin hesitates, then approaches him.
What?
Told your mom I'd pick you up today. Because I think it's time for you to drive this bad boy.
Garrett tosses the keys to Kevin. Now the muscle car makes a sharp turn on a mountain road.
I'm not used to you driving.
Yeah, well, I've been doing it a while.
I guess. Come on, buddy, slow down.
You like to drive fast, isn't that right? I mean, why else get a car like this? Unless you're trying to be something that you're just completely not.
Kevin shifts gears.
Kevin, slow down!
You have any idea what that was like when you were gone? You didn't see her, Dad. Okay? She wasn't mom anymore. She was just completely just torn apart, and I just sit back and watch, and there was nothing that I could do about it.
Kevin shifts again.
Kevin! Slow this car down!
Oh, no.
Kevin pumps the brakes.
What's wrong? What's going on?
Not braking!
Hit the brakes!
Stop braking!
Downshift! Downshift! Downshift!
No clutch!
What do you mean there's no clutch?
Clutch!
Look out! Look out! Here comes the car! Look out! Watch out!
Kevin swerves.
Okay. All right, here the... Straight, here comes another one, Kevin. Stay right here. Kevin, look out.
He evades another car.
Nothing's working, Dad.
We gotta get off the road. Emergency brake. Punch it!
Kevin slams his foot on the emergency brake. The car skids into divider barrels at the road's bend. Water shoots into the air and rains down on the car.
I'm so sorry.
You're all right. It's okay. It's okay, son. It's okay.
A barrel lid falls and hits the car's hood. Later, Claire pulls into her driveway. She gets out of the car and walks around to the passenger side. She retrieves a bag through the open window. As she throws it over her shoulder, she notices a huge dent on the driver's side of Garrett's car. Claire rushes inside.
We're in here watching TV.
Claire sets down her bag and peers at them.
What happened to your car?
Oh, nothing. I had a little fender bender. We're all right.
Yeah. They look fine to me.
Claire spots Noah on the couch.
Hey, Miss Peterson.
We're watching the Detroit Grand Prix. Come on and get a slice.
Yeah, there's plenty of room.
Noah pats the couch.
I gotta unpack the groceries.
I'm gonna go get something else to lunch on.
He heads into the kitchen.
Please, pal.
Do you have any chips?
You took pictures.
A video, actually. Capture the moment. You come over tonight. Into their sleep, say 2 o'clock.
Go fuck yourself.
I'd rather fuck you.
He thrusts against her.
Crazy. Who should I show it to first? Garrett? Or maybe... Kevin?
No. Yeah.
Do you want a soda?
That sounds good. Thanks.
Hey, I'll take another cold one, please.
Yeah, anything for you, Garrett. I'll leave the light on.
Noah leans close to Claire. Pulling away from her, he grabs the snacks and leaves. Later, Claire enters Mr. Sanborn's front door.
Noah?
She walks into the house. She heads up a staircase. Opening a door, she finds Noah on a bed.
Hey, you're early.
Where's the damn video?
Why are you so angry?
What you did in my classroom today?
You've been avoiding me.
What do you think? This is some kind of game we're playing here? This is real life. That is my home. Okay, you're doing things in front of my kid, in front of my husband?
Your husband? Your fucking cheating, lying husband?
Okay. What's your plan? What do you think? What do you think? We're gonna date? We're gonna go on family vacations together? What do you think is gonna happen here?
Here? Nothing. But it's a big world out there, Claire.
Oh my God, this is crazy.
No, wait.
Noah blocks her from exiting.
Wait. Okay. You see that video and the proof of our love as a threat to this life, but I see it as a promise for a better one. And none of this will ever see the light of day.
Claire takes a deep breath. Noah raises a single finger.
If you let me show you what's possible. Because, Claire, I will never, ever gonna let you go.
He steps closer and touches her face. As he leans in for a kiss, she slaps him. Claire rushes out of the room. Noah rubs his cheek, then he smells his hand. A copy of the indiscreet photo fills our view. A pair of hands grabs it. In her office, Vicky studies the picture. Claire stands.
Oh, Claire. Okay, why didn't you tell me?
I thought that I could handle it. I thought that it was gonna just blow over. I don't know. I didn't think he was gonna turn into a stalker.
Okay. We can look at this picture and we know that he's a psychopath, but it's not the way the rest of the world's going to see it.
And there's a video.
Vicky's shoulders slump.
What?
There's a video, and if it gets out, you know I'm gonna lose my son, my husband, my job. My life,
okay.
Everything.
Claire, listen to me. Claire, that's not going to happen. You know why? I'm not going to let that happen, and neither are you. No one is going to see that video. It won't see the light of day.
Later, Claire's car pulls out of the school parking lot. In his truck, Noah follows it. Claire's car swerves into another lane, then back in front of another car. Following her path, Noah's massive pickup dangerously switches lanes. A couple of car lengths ahead, Claire's car swerves into the lane closest to the central median. Noah follows her. Claire's car swoops in front of another vehicle. At the Sanborn house, a knife slices open a window screen. A hand reaches through the window, unlocks it from the inside, and slides it open. Back on the road, Claire's car moves into a middle lane. Noah's truck drives up beside it. As traffic comes to a stop, Noah looks into Claire's car and sees through the tinted windows. Wearing sunglasses, Vicky peers at him from the front seat. Noah's face tightens. He turns the steering wheel and drives over the center median into oncoming traffic. Vicky brings her phone to her ear. In the Sanborn house, Claire answers her phone.
What? Claire, he saw me get the hell out of there. He's coming back there.
Wait, I haven't even found the video of the files yet.
Get the hell out of there. You got 5 minutes, Max.
Claire pockets the phone and surveys Noah's living room. She looks behind a painting on the mantel. She notices a clock. Stepping close to it, her reflection appears on the curved glass. Claire turns the clock around and looks inside it. She finds a miniature camera and yanks it free. On the road, Noah's pickup zooms through traffic. Claire continues her search of the house. She notices a switch on the wall. She follows a cable from the switch along the ceiling. The cable runs around a corner and down into the floor. Claire opens a cellar door and looks down into the darkness. As Noah drives, his face holds an intense expression. Claire slowly opens a door in the basement. A light comes on. A gigantic picture of Claire sleeping hangs on the wall. The teacher examines the rest of the room. Photos of Claire adorn the walls and the pipes. An image on the ceiling hangs directly over a mattress pad and pillow on the floor. Claire covers her mouth with her hands. Claire opens a laptop computer. She opens a folder with an icon labeled Achilles. A JPEG photo reads Claire sleeping 1. It shows the lovely woman reclined beneath a blanket. She scrolls through more photos and finds another folder labeled Claire video. She drags Achilles to the trash bin and clicks secure empty trash. A status bar shows the trash bin emptying. Claire clicks on a folder labeled Dodge Challenger 2013. Numerous images diagram the vehicle's brake mechanism. Claire steps back and puts the back of her hand to her mouth. Noah's truck zooms past our view. In the basement, Claire clicks open a folder labeled Minivan 2006. More brake diagrams appear. She recoils from the laptop. The trash can status bar approaches completion. The terrified woman rushes from the basement.
What in the world are you doing here? Jesus, scared.
Claire runs to her house with her phone to her ear.
Tell me that you're home and that all the doors are locked.
Yes. And I found the computer and I deleted all the files.
Good, good.
But I found something else even creepier.
Oh, I'm not surprised. He's a freak.
Does Ethan know any cops in San Bernardino?
Oh, I'm sure he does. If we're not having dinner with his mother, we're having dinner with cops. Why?
Just a hunch. I might have to go there later. I'll call him.
He went to Laughlin with his mother for her birthday. Welcome to my world. But listen, okay.
Someone struggles at the door.
Get out of there, run!
Claire grabs a butcher knife.
Claire, I'm gonna call the cops. Oh, talk to me, Claire, I'm praying!
Force the lock!
What? Oh, God. Okay, run, hide!
Claire trembles. Kevin enters.
Hey, Mom, what's with the knife?
It's Kevin.
Oh, my God. Oh, you guys have to spend the night with me out here, okay? Oh, God, I love you very much. I'll talk to you later.
Vicky takes a blow to the head and falls. Noah looks down and cocks his head. Now a highway sign reads San Bernardino. Claire walks with a middle-aged man.
Ethan said you want to take a look at the Sanborn case.
Yes.
Sad. I remember it. They were on a back road outside San Bernardino. Tire marks indicated the driver had lost control of the car.
Swerving into the oncoming lane, a gray-bearded man steers his minivan around a tractor trailer, then smashes into its rear. The van bursts into flames.
crash killed both passengers instantly.
And it was ruled an accident?
Bodies were destroyed, so there was no toxicology, but we assumed the driver was drunk.
Why was that?
Well, he had a long history of DUIs.
Or his brakes went out. I mean, they could have been tampered with.
Well, Mrs. Peterson, even if his brakes went out, there was no indication of malfeasance. Sometimes brakes malfunction. Sometimes people drive while intoxicated. This is the Sanborn car.
In a garage, the man motions toward a charred minivan. Claire examines the vehicle's burnt hull.
If you don't need anything else.
One more question, Detective. Was this a 2006 minivan?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Is there something else I need to know, Mrs. Peterson?
The detective heads off.
Thank you.
Claire watches him go, then looks back at the van's remains. She hurries away. At home, Kevin prepares a sandwich in the kitchen. He picks up his cell phone and looks at the screen, then answers it.
Hey, Noah.
You home?
Yeah, what's up?
You got plans tonight?
Well, I'm supposed to go to that car show with my dad.
Well, I'm over here working on Vicky's tractor.
You're at Vicky's?
Yeah, I'm at her ranch. You know where it's at?
Yeah, no, I think I know where that is. Is everything all right?
Can you and your dad swing by and give me a hand?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let me ask.
Just get over here.
All right. Catch you later. Bye.
Now at Vicky's house.
Let me just start off by saying I'm sorry. No, really, I am very, very sorry, Vice Principal Lansing. I've got a bit of a temper. There's no denying that. And sometimes it gets the best of me. Like when I feel like I'm being bullied. Now, no one likes to be bullied, Vicky. Can I call you Vicky? I mean, given that I'm in your house and it's after hours, calling you Vice Principal just feels, I don't know, wrong.
Noah sits at the kitchen island with a crescent wrench lying nearby.
See, my guess, Vicky, is that you don't like to be bullied. I mean, who would? But that's what you're doing to me today. You and Claire, you know, the two of you, your little secrets. You're playing a joke, you know, a silly little game, trying to make me think that you were her so she could do what?
Our view slowly pulls back from Noah. Tied to a chair, Vicky faces him.
Something sneaky? Something she's hiding from me?
Duct tape gags her mouth.
What was it, Vicky?
She leans forward.
No. Let me.
Noah grabs Vicky's phone. Claire drives with her phone to her ear.
Vicky, listen, I am pretty sure that Noah tampered with the brakes on his parents' car, and that's why they crashed. And I'm pretty sure he did the same thing to Garrett's.
Claire, I need you. I need to talk. Can you come over?
Noah holds a voice recorder to the phone. Setting them both down, he approaches Vicky. Leaning his hands on the armrests, he looms over her with a menacing glare. Vicky trembles. Outside Vicky's house, Claire parks her car and gets out. Gazing up at the dark house, she runs onto the porch.
Vicky!
At the front door, Claire flips the light switch, but the house remains dark. She steps inside and shuts the door behind her. Pulling her cell phone from her pocket, she turns on its flashlight, then moves further inside.
Vicky, are you upstairs?
She tilts her light toward the empty upstairs landing. She turns. Pointing her light down a hallway, she peers around a corner into a bedroom.
Vicky?
With caution, she moves into the room.
Vicky.
As Claire falls back, Vicky's body drops on top of her. Blood covers the dead woman's neck. Claire runs out of the house. She races to her car and climbs into the passenger door. Sliding into the driver's seat, she dials her phone with trembling hands.
911, what's your emergency?
Out.
Oh my God.
Noah pulls her out of the car.
You killed Vicky!
For you, okay? She wasn't your friend, Claire.
He holds a gun to her head.
When I love somebody, I protect them. That's what heroes do.
No heroes kill their mother, father!
I would never, ever hurt my mother. I loved my mother, but she killed herself.
He grabs Claire's tear-streaked face.
My cheating father and his whore got what they deserved. But hey, I protect the people I love. This is all for you, okay?
With crazed eyes, Noah kisses her deeply.
Now let's go.
At gunpoint, he pushes her into Vicky's barn. He lifts a lever on an electrical panel. As the lights flicker on, Claire's jaw drops. She runs to her husband. Ropes secure his hands to a ladder and his face bleeds.
What did you do to him?
Well, he ran into a 14-inch crescent wrench.
Mom!
Kevin!
No, you hurt my mom, I swear to God!
Really, Kevin?
Okay.
I would never hurt your mother. I love your mother.
Just steady your breathing, baby.
And honestly, I'd hoped you see me as a mentor who cared about you more than your cheating father ever did. Tell him, Claire.
Do you need your shot?
Mom. You know, it's destiny, Claire. And he can't interfere with destiny.
Mom.
Kevin nods toward a crowbar. Noah approaches Garrett.
We're meant to be. Garrett.
Noah tugs on Garrett's sweater.
He needs to know that.
Wake up!
Garrett kicks him and Noah punches the bound man.
It's gonna be okay.
You know, I was gonna take Kevin with us.
Seems like he's got too much of his father in him.
No, he needs to go.
No. No, he's not like his father at all. Noah, you've taught him. You've changed him.
Noah contemplates.
All right, then he'll come with us.
Yes.
Noah turns away from her to Garrett.
Form our own family.
She swings the crowbar. With Noah knocked to the ground, Claire runs to Kevin. She struggles to untie his restraints from a vise. Behind her, Noah rises to his feet. He stumbles toward her.
Mom!
Noah grabs her by the hair. He drags her through the dirt, then throws her against a stable door. Garrett stirs and opens his eyes. Kevin struggles with his bindings. Noah pulls Claire close.
Please, Noah. Please, just stop it. Let me help you. There's still time.
There's no time.
This is our time. You'll never be lovely than you are right now. We'll never be here again.
He kisses her. He tosses her aside. With blood streaming down his face, Noah shakes his head. He spots a gas can, then grabs it. Removing the canister's cap, Noah pours gasoline at Garrett's feet. Claire steps forward.
What are you doing?
Building a funeral fire. No. What does it look like?
Kevin rubs his ropes against the edge of a workbench.
You can't do this.
Noah pushes Claire to the ground.
Stop. Sick and tired of everyone going back and forth. So it's time to make a choice, my love. You either live with me, or you die with them.
He drops a lighter. As flames spread, Garrett looks up at his bindings. Noah holds Claire against a beam. Kevin pulls at his ropes. With bloody fingers, Garrett maneuvers a nail in the ladder. Noah chokes Claire. Garrett gets the nail. Released from the ladder, Garrett grabs Noah. He throws Noah to the ground.
Hey, Kevin, get out of here!
Noah shoots Garrett, who falls. Claire runs to him.
Stay with me.
All right, let's go.
At gunpoint, Noah drags Claire to her feet.
You'll see. You and me, off grid. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you.
Claire discreetly pulls an EpiPen from her pocket.
You can trust me.
But no, you can't trust me.
She stabs him in the eye. He stumbles, shooting wildly. Garrett writhes on the ground. Pulling the needle from his eye, Noah points the gun at Garrett.
Die, you piece of fucking shit!
Claire tackles Noah, pushing his arm away. As they struggle, he chokes her. She jams her thumb into his wounded eye. He knocks her to the ground. Stumbling over, Noah points the gun at her. Kevin hits him with a shovel. As Kevin swings again, Noah grabs the shovel, then breaks it over Kevin's back. Kevin grabs for the gun on the ground. Noah steps on his hand. Noah picks up the pistol. Kicking Kevin over with his foot, he aims the gun at him.
Sorry, buddy, but sometimes even heroes have to make tough choices.
Noah
aims the gun at Claire.
You're no hero.
Claire pulls a lever. An engine falls on Noah. He lies motionless, his bloody face angled to the side. Kevin crawls to Claire and helps her to her feet. With the barn burning around them, they hobble away with Garrett between them. Claire glances back at the flames. Outside, Claire stands beside Garrett's gurney as paramedics lift him into an ambulance.
Fire.
All right, guys, lift on three. One, two, three.
Me and Kevin are right here, sweetie.
Climbing into the back of the ambulance, Claire takes a seat next to her son. She strokes Garrett's head.
We got him now, man. Don't you worry. He's going to be fine.
Hang in there. Hang in there. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay.
The ambulance drives off into the night. Fade to black. Credits appear. Directed by Rob Cohen. Written by Barbara Curry. Produced by Jason Blum, PGA, John Jacobs, PGA, Elaine Goldsmith-Thomas, Benny Medina, Jennifer Lopez. Executive producers Cooper Samuelson, Jeanette Volturno Brill, Zach Unterman. Director of Photography, David McFarland. Production design by Charles Varga. Edited by Michelle Aller. Jennifer Lopez. Ryan Guzman. John Corbett. Ian Nelson. And Kristen Chenoweth. Costume design by Courtney Hoffman. Co-producers Kathleen Courtney, Priscilla Porianda, Gerard DiNardi, Eric Bromberg, Jesse Israel. Music by Randy Edelman and Nathan Barr. Casting by Nancy Nayer, CSA. A Blumhouse Smart Entertainment New Yorican production. A film by Rob Cohen. Over Black, credits roll. Associate producer, Philip Daw. Unit production manager, Kathleen Courtney. First assistant director, Gerard DiNardi. Second assistant director, Ram Paul Silby. Second unit director, Mick Rogers. Cast, Jennifer Lopez as Claire Peterson. Ryan Guzman as Noah Sanborn. Ian Nelson as Kevin Peterson. John Corbett as Garrett Peterson. Kristen Chenoweth as Vicki Lansing. Lexi Atkins as Allie Callahan. Hill Harper as Principal Edward Warren. Jack Wallace as Mr. Sanborn. Adam Hicks as Jason Zimmer. Francois Chow as Detective Johnny Chu. Bailey Chase as Benny. Kent Avenido as Mr. Avenido. Travis Schultz as Ethan. Brian Mahoney as Cooper. Raquel Gardner as Barbara. Carrie Perdue as Rachel. Chad Bullard as Chad the Bully. Forrest Hoffman as Forrest the Bully. Brandon Rush as Paramedic. Stunt Coordinator Mick Rogers. Stunt Double Claire Van Vanderplum. Stunt Double Noah Seth Duhame. Stunt Double Kevin Riley Harbor. Stunt Doubles Garrett Kenny Alexander Carrick O'Quinn. Stunt Double Vicky Cheyenne Ellis. Stunt Double Jason Jimmy Roberts. Stunt Double Cooper Clay Cullen. Stunt Double Barbara Cheyenne Ellis. Matt Leonard as Brawny Male Teacher. Tad Griffith as Truck Driver. Stunt Camera Bike Number 1, Danny Winans. Stunt Camera Bike Number 2, Sean Lane. Mike Rig Driver, Tom Harper. ND Stunt Driver Number 1, Steve Davison. ND Stunt Driver Number 2, Josh Kemble. ND Stunt Driver Number 3, Michael Runyard. ND Stunt Driver Number 4, Chris Palermo. ND Stunt Driver Number 5, Wesley Scott. ND Stunt Driver Number 6, Kenny Alexander. ND Stunt Driver Number 7, Will Harper. Production Supervisor Amanda J. Scarano. Post-Production Supervisor Nancy Kerhofer. Crew: A Camera Operator John Grillo. B Camera Steadicam Operator Brad Grimmett. A Camera First Assistant David Lebb. A Camera Second Assistant Devin Taffy. B Camera First Assistant Dylan Conrad. B Camera Second Assistant Emily Zenk. DIT Chris Piper. Still Photographer Suzanne Hanover, SMPSP. Production Sound Mixer, Willie D. Burton, CAS. Boom Operator, David Parker. Sound Utility, Rene DeFranchesh. Video Assist, Johnny L.J. Medeiros. Songs, As Long As You Are Mine, written by Vega Schenk, John Morikow. Performed by Yes Men, featuring Mia Coda. Just Like Rain, written and performed by Lisbeth Scott. The Hong Kong Cha-Cha, written by Rob Cohen, Robert Wendell Randles, performed by Lin Ray and Chow Fen Min. Automatic, written by Rob Arbello, performed by Dinosaur Murals. My Garden, written by Katriana Hujue, Justin DeSantis, performed by Kat Dahlia. I'm Only Joking, written by Jesse Dean Congos, performed by Congos. Song for Zula, written by Matthew Houck, performed by Phosphorescent. The Touch, written by Sam Getz, James Weaver, Brett Lindemann, Michael Gould, performed by Welshly Arms. Whispering, written by Alex Clare, James Holmes, Robert Holmes, performed by Alex Clare. Copyright 2014, Universal Pictures, all rights reserved. Universal Pictures is the author of this motion picture for the purpose of copyright and other laws. The characters and incidents portrayed are inspired by actual events. Names have been changed to protect the innocent, and events have been modified for dramatization. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture, including soundtrack, is prohibited and could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Universal Pictures, read by Miles Neff. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org.